Basie's great band in 1944. Taps Miller, written by Buck Clayton, featuring on alto Jimmy Powell, on tenor Buddy Tate, on trumpet Sweets Edison, on tenor Lucky Thompson, and trombonist Dickie Wells. And Jimmy Rushing's Jimmy's Blues, and Rushing singing with some nice trombone work by Dickie Wells behind him. For Columbia, 1944, December of that year, Count Basie. We've got more Basie coming up, but first, let me say, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Now, as I said, Basie in 1941 for Columbia. This is Feather Merchant, written by Jimmy Mundy and arranged by him for the band. Features Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Joe Jones of the drum section. And I should say about Joe Jones, what a special person he was in that capacity, and talk about him a lot, but I haven't the time right now just to listen to him. And Basie's piano. Count Basie, 1941, Jimmy Mundy's Feather Merchant, for Columbia Records.
Thank you.
The final two on a set of four of Count Basie, Feather Merchant, 1941, and from 1942, Ain't It the Truth, written by Buster Harding and arranged by him for the band, and Basie's wonderful style at the piano and Dickie Wells' trombone and Harry Sweets Edison on his trumpet, right there. Well, I'm just going to drift up to the hour. I might come in and say something important, but get a lot of music out here for you. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. Tonight was gay with you. There's the moon above, and it gives my heart a light. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel it must be spring. I want you so now. You have lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go. Too much. The lips I love to touch, you better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. You better go, because I like you much too much. You ain't gone above, this morning and found I didn't care for you no more. No how. Never felt so good before. You're down to my size, it's over and done. So I highly step down from your throne. That look in your eyes don't bother me none. Can take you on. From my window, skies ain't gray no more, not now. Here's the day that I've been waiting for. Got only one heart with no spare. Must save it for loving somebody who cares. So you ain't gonna bother me no more.
Billie Holiday, and a couple of them for you, from 1945 and 1944. You Better Go Now, written by Bob Graham and Bickley Reichner, and No More, written by Toots Camerata and Bob Russell. On the first one, bass player Bobby Haggard had the orchestra and did the arrangement, and Toots Camerata on the second did the arrangement for her, both for Decca. I have couple of things here I want to do. Let me do this first. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you, and several of you have called and written about hearing Benny Goodman and his sextet. That would be seven people. And the classic one I brought with me today were broadcasts from the Old Gold Show for those smokers out there who remember those cigarettes. WJZ Radio NBC in New York from March 1941. The sextet with Goodman is, of course, Goodman on clarinet, Cootie Williams, who had joined out of Ellington's band, playing trumpet, Georgie Auld's tenor, saxophone, Johnny Guarnieri piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and the great Dave Tough on drums. Here's Good Enough to Keep, to be renamed later Airmail Special.
Thank you. Thank you.
Those were broadcast tapes of Benny Goodman and his sextet from 1941, March of that year, as broadcasts from WJZ Radio, NBC in New York. And the name of the program was What's New? The Old Gold Show. We heard Good Enough to Keep, better known as Airmail Special, Holy Cats, Breakfast Feud. All of them played by Benny Goodman on clarinet, Cootie Williams, trumpet, Georgie Auld, tenor sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and the great Dave Tough on drums. I'd like to end the program with that septet doing the two Columbia commercial issue records of Good Enough to Keep.
We'll be right back.
Benny Goodman and his sextet. Commercial issue, two takes on Columbia 78 Records, done in New York City Thursday, March 13th, 1941. Good Enough to Keep, known also, much more familiar, as Air Mail Special. The first was the master take. The second was the alternate. Goodman on clarinet, Cootie Williams trumpet, Georgie All tenor saxophone, Johnny Granieri piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein bass, and Dave Tough on drums. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.